Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome Susan Oliver to Backyard and Beyond.
Thanks for having me, LaVon.
You bet. It's been a little while. It's time to talk about 4-H again.
Yeah, we could be talking about it all the time. We're doing and talking, and so, yeah, we just, we'll catch up today
and
get you up to speed.
Well, the first thing we need to tell people is about the Pancake Supper coming up. We don't want them to miss that.
Absolutely not. The Pancake Supper is a lot of fun. It's this Thursday, March 21st, and it's, you know, a time to eat all-you-can-eat pancakes, and we still have a very reasonable cost of $6 all-you-can-eat pancakes. But what it is it really a time to celebrate and support our 4-H program. Here in Cass County, we're able to have a free 4-H program, and we have around 265 club members right now, and that's kind of exciting news. That would be up about 12% from last year.
Wow, 12. That's big.
Yeah. We've had a steady decline pretty much for the last 10 years, and so just with some of the new programming we've been able to do and the additional excitement we've been able to add to that. So
okay. So well, the supper is what time?
It's 5 to 7. We're serving 5 to 7. We have two grills. Chris Cakes is coming in. Our youth council members take admission, and we have some 4-H'ers that will do some 4-H tattoos. You know, we play a slideshow. We do some informational things, too.
Are you having silent auction?
We do. Yeah, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, another great component of the annual Pancake Supper is our silent auction. And those items are donated by our clubs. And a lot of times it's something that a club member makes. Sometimes it represents maybe more what the club does for fun. You know, so we have some baskets. We already have tie blankets in. We have a bound blanket. A fun seller, one that sells big every year, a longtime 4-H leader, more than 30 years, Rosemary Zelmer, every year, hand embroiders tea towels. And so those are one of our items that go like crazy. And she just brought them in the other day, and they're squirrels and very cute. So
very cute. Okay. Well, so I always think if you have to stand in line, which usually it's not very long, but that's a chance you can kind of go look at the silent auction things. And
right. Yep. We put the silent auction items right there. Right, so you can look as you go. And then, you know, people tend to hang around and up their bids, a little friendly family competition.
And visit with other folks. That's part of the fun. Now, a couple basics. What's the age? Well, how young and old can a 4-H member be?
4-H'ers are 4th through 12th grade statewide. We have a discovery program that serves our third graders. And just within, you know, the past year and a half, we established, so far, three Clover Kids groups. Clover Kids serves kindergarten through third graders, and they do more just hands-on learning. They are focused on building some self-confidence and some social interaction skills, as well as doing more of a craft type, just hands-on learning. And so we have three of those clubs. We're very fortunate for that, and we're always willing to train new leaders.
So parents, grandparents, listen up. If your Kith and Ken have not been in 4-H, here's the time, because you can join any time. So just need to contact the extension office to get more information. Or ask a neighbor. You know, I'm sure most people know somebody who's a 4-H member or who has been a 4-H member. So just ask around.
Absolutely.
Now, the purpose of this you mentioned is that 4-H'ers, it's a free program, but that's not true everywhere.
That is not true. We pay, our organization pays to the state organization a $30 per member program development fee. And when that first came out about 8 years ago, counties kind of chose how that was going to happen. Did they charge the clubs and then the clubs figured out how they were going to come up with that money? Did they just charge individual families upon enrollment? And here in Cass County, they wanted to make sure that the program continued to thrive and that it was easily accessible to all our youth. And so, you know, we're taking it everywhere, but we're also providing a free program. So part of that is, a good portion of that is subsidized by our endowment. And then with our endowment funds that are left over, we do try to, you know, do some out-of-county scholarships, support. We have a really strong shooting sports program, and it costs more to get those leaders trained. So we use the funds for that, and then support some scholarships for some programs where our teens are really involved in teaching character education to young people. So that's where we're able to currently use our funds. Basically how an endowment works, we use the interest off of what grows. It's a higher rate of growth going into the endowment. It's held at the Iowa 4-H Foundation. Any gift, $400 or more, always receives the proper tax documentation to go to the donor. You know, and there's lots of ways you can gift as well. But a really simple way they found to gift here in Cass County is to just come to our pancake supper. If you want to give more than your $6, you know, that's great. If you want to just, you know, participate with the silent auction, that's fine. All the funds go back to the endowment. And the more we can grow that endowment, the more we can support our 4-H'ers locally.
Okay. And you'd accept a check for $100 or $200 or whatever. I mean, and I think, you know, we need to think about, it's kind of like that pebble dropped in the water, you know, because this is helping young people and that's our future.
Absolutely. Every amount certainly matters. You know, a big thing we encourage our 4-H'ers and our families of 4-H'ers is to come to this pancake supper because you get something for your $6, but that's also a small price to pay compared to what some people are paying across the state. So the kids need to come and bring their families. And then, you know, something that I found really fun, I like to see some of the former volunteers from around here or the alumni from our program come back. It's a time for everybody to get together. You know, a lot of times we have posters of the club so they can see what they're currently doing, play a slideshow of pictures of the past year. And it's an opportunity for me to meet some of those people that are very significant to the Cass County 4-H program and engage them as part of our family.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you'd like to give you mentioned a volunteering to time to help, but also like if you want to donate something to the silent auction, that's still acceptable too. I mean, there's just
absolutely
so many,
yeah. Just get a hold of me if you want to support our 4-H'ers. We'll find a way to fit you in.
Yeah, and I think we need to remember sometimes people aren't realizing that 4-H'ers give back to the community as a part of the 4-H program. There's lots of community service projects they do.
Absolutely. You know, they raise funds in a variety of ways. Sometimes they're just really conservative with how they spend them. You know, a lot of times they aren't spoiling themselves by going to Adventureland or to the zoo. We love when they take those opportunities, but they're always thinking about how they can use their funds to either pay back to the endowment because they feel like that's something they can do. You know, they do painting projects. Most of my clubs still do roadside pickup, and that's no small feat. So sometimes their activities take funds, sometimes they take time as a resource, mm-hmm. but they are continually giving back to the community. You know, there's at least some 4-H group that paints on the fairgrounds each year, and that fairground exists to serve everybody.
That's so. Right. Lots of folks stop by there for a lot of different reasons. So you've basically told us about the endowment fund, that money goes in, it's used for 4-H programs, and it's being invested wisely by the 4-H Foundation at the
absolutely.
State level.
Absolutely. Yep, but then really, it's all accessible by us locally.
Yeah. Okay. So remember that you can help with that program. Susan, how long have you been here?
So since 2008, October 2008, so almost 5 years.
Yeah. And where has that time gone, huh?
It has flown, yeah. I get to spend a lot of time with the kids and, you know, just we do a lot of historical programs and then a lot of new programs. And before long, it's been another year. And we were just reminiscing with the youth council and one of them was talking about a project we did one of the very first years I was here. We made a giant 5-foot 4-H clover out of paper mache, but that was at the junior day camp, and now mm-hmm. she's on my youth council, so it has flown.
Kids, yes,
working with kids will make your time fly.
Yes, and what a change for that person in 5 years, you know,
yeah.
from that very young junior to somebody who's now giving leadership to the program.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that is another thing, you know, I was thinking about, somebody I was visiting with the other day and said, well, you know, my kids never had animals, so they weren't in 4-H. And I'm thinking, well, that might have been true in the past. But now, any child who has any kind of interest can carry that through 4-H.
It's a little bit crushing to me sometimes. And I have to think, well, you know, ask them what they're interested in first and then help them meet the match. But our livestock program is one of our highest enrollment rates. However, you know, that's not the main emphasis of our program. And we love what they learn in their livestock project. But you can, you know, the self-determined project area, for example. So anything you see a community need and meet it, and let's document it and work mm-hmm. on that together. If you want to sew, if you want to cook, if you want to explore science.
And I think this person, I think, was stamp collecting it, going, well, yeah, you could do that through 4-H. You may or may not have an adult leader, but it still kind of guides you through a process of setting goals and evaluating what you learn. And then you get all the side benefits of being in the club and maybe learning some leadership and community service. And
absolutely. So you can collect stamps, or you can learn how to set goals. You can expand your writing skills. You can learn how to quickly and concisely communicate what it is you are doing while collecting stamps.
Yes. And share it, as you said, kind of.
And share it with others.
Yes.
Be celebrated for it.
Right. And learn to get up there in front of a group. I still think that's one of them. Maybe not so much for young kids as it used to be. Like, that's the biggest thing I practiced when I was in 4-H, was getting up in front of a group. And am I happy I did that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So there's just so many different opportunities. So again, remind us, the pancake supper is when and where?
Thursday, March 21st, from 5 to 7 is when we're serving. It's at the Cass County Community Center. Like I said, we have two grills. We should be able to get you in quickly. A couple years ago, we had amazing attendance, but we also had a huge line. And so we were very grateful for everybody who stood in line. We're asking you to trust us. We've made accommodations so that we can seat more people. Okay. And come on out.
Great. Have a good time, have some good pancakes, and help support the 4-H program. Thank you very much, Susan Oliver, for coming out today.
Absolutely.
Until next time, here's a thought. Yesterday is but today's memory, and tomorrow is today's dream.